Chapter 18. Healy came in without knocking and sat down in Jesse's office. "You called?" he said. Jesse nodded. "Thanks for coming by," he said. "Not a sacrifice," Healy said. "You know, I live up this way." "We had a couple of murders," Jesse said. "I heard," Healy said. "Sent the slugs over to state forensics, and your people tell me they came from the same guns." "Guns?" "Yeah. Both victims shot twice, one each from two guns." Healy frowned. "Two shooters?" he said. "Or one shooter who wants us to think it was two." "Links between the victims?" Healy said. "We can't find any," Jesse said. "They both live here?" "Along with 20,000 other people." Healy nodded slowly. "Well, you know how to do this," Healy said. "I'm not going to ask you a lot of dumb questions." "All we got is four bullets," Jesse said. "22s. "That'll narrow it down for you," Healy said. "People use a 22 because they don't know one gun from another, and that's what they could get hold of," Jesse said. "Or they are good at it," Healy said, "and like the 22 because it's not as noisy and makes less of a mess. And maybe because they like to show off." "These people seem like they can shoot?" "They put both bullets right in the same place," Jesse said. "Both victims. Either shot would have killed them." "So, we gotta look for the guns," Healy said. "It's a start. How many .22 caliber firearms would you guess are out there in this great land?" "Let's assume a couple of things," Jesse said. "Let's assume there's two shooters. It's more likely than one shooter, two guns." "Yeah," Healy said. "And let's assume that the shooters are from Paradise." "Because both Vics are from Paradise," Healy said. "No wonder you made captain," Jesse said. "So we get a list of everyone in Massachusetts who owns a .22, Healy said. "Or bought .22 ammunition," Jesse said. "And we cross-reference anyone who lives in Paradise," Healy said. "And then maybe we got some suspects," Jesse said. "If the shooters bought in Massachusetts," Healy said. "And if the gun store did the paperwork. And if we didn't lose it in the computer. And if they live in Paradise." "Hell, we got them cornered," Jesse said. "Can your people do the clerical work?" "Am I the homicide commander?" Healy said. "Can they do it fast?" "I am the homicide commander. I am not God." "Thought they were the same thing," Jesse said. "Think how disappointed I am," Healy said. "It'll be a long process." "How long?" "Long," Healy said. They were silent for a moment. "I got a bad little thought," Jesse said. "About the two guns," Healy said. "Each Vic shot the same way in the same spot. Either shot kills him." Jesse nodded. "Be good if you could speed the process up," Jesse said. "Do what I can," Healy said. They were silent, looking at each other. "I used to play ball," Healy said after a time. "Yeah, Albuquerque," Jesse said. "I was with Binghamton," Healy said. "Eastern League." "You get a sniff at the show?" Healy shook his head. "Nope, I was a pitcher, Phillies organization. Pretty good. Then I went in the Army, came home, got married, had kids." Jesse nodded. "And it went away," Healy said. "You?" "Shortstop, tore up my shoulder, and that was the end of that." "Were you good?" Healy asked. "Yes." "Too bad," Healy said. "You play anywhere now?" "Paradise Twilight League," Jesse said. "Softball." "Better than nothing," Healy said. "A lot better," Jesse said.